Welcome to the deep dive. For a long time, when we talked about nerve issues, it was all about symptom management. You know, things like gabapentinoids just to quiet the pain.
Right, just putting a damper on the signals.
Exactly. But today, we're getting into something totally different. We're looking at what you might call regenerative pharmacology.
It's a huge shift. We're talking about natural compounds that don't just mask the problem. They actively stimulate reconstruction of the nerve itself.
So what's stopping the nerve from just healing on its own? Why the struggle?
Well, it's this concept of the hostile microenvironment. After an injury, you get this necessary demolition phase called Wallerian degeneration.
Okay.
But it goes wrong. The body's response is, frankly, overkill. You get a massive chronic inflammation, a cytokine storm, and then a ton of scar tissue or fibrosis.
And that scar tissue physically blocks the nerve from growing back.
It physically blocks it. So we need compounds that are more like architects, you know, things that give us actual histological proof of regrowth.
So the goal isn't pain relief first. It's it's clearing the battlefield.
That's it. If we can calm that environment, the rebuilding can finally start.
All right, let's meet these architects. Tier one, structural repair. I see PEAs up first, palmitoyl lethanolamide. Mm-hmm. It's a fatty acid from things like egg yolks. So is it like a brick for the wall or is it more of a manager?
Oh, it's the site foreman. Absolutely the foreman. PEA binds to a receptor called PPAR alpha.
And what does it do?
Think of that receptor as the panic dial for the local immune cells. When PEA connects, it just turns that dial way down.
It tells them to stand down.
It tells them to stand down. Right. And that calm allows the Schwann cells to come in and lay down new myelin, new insulation, without being attacked. It's so promising, it's actually in phase two trials for preventing chemo-induced neuropathy.
Okay, so if PEA is the foreman rebuilding the insulation, something has to clear the foundation first, right?
Yes, and that brings us to Spermidine. It's the debris clearance specialist.
The trash collector.
The essential trash collector. It works by inducing autophagy.
Which is the cell's natural cleaning process.
Exactly, it's the cleaning clue. It sweeps away all the cellular rubble left from the injury. And you have to do that because if you don't, the new nerve fiber literally runs into a wall of junk.
And forms one of those painful knots. A neuroma.
A neuroma. Spermidine prevents that blockage.
So here's the big question. We have a foreman and a cleanup crew. Is putting them together just more of a good thing or something else happening?
It's a true synergistic effect. It's profound. We call them the sleeve builders.
The sleeve builders. I like that.
You have Spermidine clearing the road, and right behind it, you have PEA paving it and building that new insulating sleeve. They handle the two opposing needs of repair at the same time.
Destruction and construction.
Simultaneously. And the result is much faster, much shorter axon growth. Nerve conduction just gets better faster.
So the structure is rebuilt. But a new highway doesn't mean traffic is flowing smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
How do we restore the actual function? That brings us to curcumin.
Right, the functional diplomat. Curcumin doesn't really build anything. It negotiates. It persuades the inflammatory macrophages to switch jobs.
From attack mode to rebuild mode.
From the destructive M1 phenotype to the M2 reparative phenotype. It's basically brokering cellular peace.
But wait, the classic problem with curcumin is that the body barely absorbs it. I mean, how does the diplomat even get to the negotiation table?
And that has been the problem for years. The 2025 update here is all about delivery. Curcumin liposomal nanoparticles, or CLNs.
So we're putting it inside a tiny fat bubble.
A microscopic fat bubble, yes. And that little vehicle is the key. It allows the curcumin to finally penetrate the nerve sheath and get to where it needs to work. The delivery system is half the treatment now.
We also need power for all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
A quick note on Vitexin, the power plant technician.
Absolutely. No gas in the trucks, nothing moves. Vitexin specifically goes in and fixes the nerve cell's energy metabolism. It inhibits something called the AIM2 inflammasome.
That's the fire alarm that goes off when the mitochondria explode.
That's the one. You have to restore that power supply for the nerve to function.
So that brings us to the final takeaway for you. It seems like a multi-step process is the only way forward.
It has to be a tiered synergistic approach.
Yeah.
You start with the structural foundation, PEA and Spermidine. Then you bring in functional modulation with liposomal curcumin. Delivery is non-negotiable. But here's the provocative thought to leave you with.
Go on.
A peripheral injury, say in your leg, can create a ghost of pain in your spinal cord. It's called central sensitization. The central nervous system remembers the pain even after the tissue heals.
So the problem isn't in the leg anymore. It's in the central nervous system.
Exactly. So how much of a full recovery depends on not just fixing the nerve, but on using compounds like, say, rosemary, the surge protector, or resveratrol, the volume knob, to heal the memory of that pain. It makes you realize regeneration isn't just a local project. It's a brain-body project.